Welcome to the Random Thoughts Podcast with your host, Dr. B. Hey everyone, this is Dr. B, and I want to welcome you to my Random Thoughts Podcast. Today, what I really wanted to talk about is the significance of black hair. So I'm a medical doctor, very well trained. And the reason I wanted to talk about black hair specifically, when I did my medical residency, I remember, and I'm a black woman, if that's not clear by the sultry voice. but when I did my medical residency, I asked a black male colleague, I remember it was my first year, and I was like, if it was okay for me to wear my afro. I was so self-conscious about the representation of my hair and what it was seen and what people thought of it, and if it was seen as not professional, or if it questioned whether they thought I could take proper care of them just wearing the hair how it grew out of my head. Not because I didn't enjoy wearing my afro, was my favorite thing about myself, one of my favorite things about myself, but because I knew in a professional setting, conforming to white aesthetic was the norm and what was most accepted. And already being a black woman that felt othered, I didn't want to be othered anymore than I already had to be. So I thought, if I could conform, I'm not going to bleach my skin, so I might as well change my hair. Thankfully, he knocked some sense into me and told me that I should bring my authentic self, regardless of how I presented, as I was still a doctor. Thank you, Isaac. He stressed that it was the fact that I wanted to change my hair and be someone different was a mentality that came from slavery, as it's easier to adopt white Eurocentric hairstyles and aesthetic instead of coming naturally, because it others you. And the reason I wanted to talk about this, if I don't want to call any names, but recently a lot of black female celebrities have been adapting very Eurocentric aesthetics. Like they've been, I mean, it's historical, right? Whenever, you know, there's a whole thought, you know, I won't even get into it, of when people are like, oh, well, when a black man gets wealthy or famous, he marries a white woman. Like that's a whole thing in our community that I won't even get into. But it's typically black women tend to be more fierce in their identity. And I'm coming to find that recently a lot of black women, a lot of black performers, a lot of black celebrities, once they've reached what is considered the upper echelon, they adopt these white aesthetics, platinum blonde hair, getting their nose straightened, getting their skin lightened. And it's been bothersome to me, because it's like, what are our little girls looking and seeing? They don't see themselves in you. You're more and more, you're removing their identity from how they see you. And I understand that that is not your responsibility as a celebrity, right? There's something to be said about feeling like your identity is being taken away and you have to be a representation of the whole community. And that's another thing that we can talk about, and another stressor that we can stress about what being black can mean when you are considered the representative of the many. But on the other hand, there's something to be said about, is this what you want to do, right? Are you intentionally changing your identity because you want to be platinum blonde and straight nose? And if that's how you identify and that's what you want to be seen as, that's one thing. But if you're changing yourself in order to fit society's expectations of you and in order to fit some societal norm, then dude, I'm so sorry. And I know that my fear, I just worry, and I worry that then we'll always be in this continuous cycle of, once we achieve greatness or close to greatness, we'll have to change to white conformity. Otherwise, we're not allowed to be great. And that's a big worry for me, especially for future children. And, you know, we can say that they're trying, right? There's the Crown Act really focusing on discrimination against hair, but how many companies, how many people are adopting that? Because I know I still have gotten criticized for wearing my braids. I've still gotten a feeling uncomfortable wearing my afro. Yeah, there's legislation passed to end hair discrimination for black and brown people, but are they following it? And even though there's legislation, how do we stop people from making us feel like we cannot be ourselves in a professional setting? How do we make black hair professional? Just by showing up? Is it the legislation? I don't know. Y'all tell me.